Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from September 14, 2020 to September 18, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On September 14, here were the news. Time to go up, Bitcoin price due for a push to $100,000, says Plan B. The crypto firms collaborating on a Swiss franc stablecoin. First mover, as central banks print $1.4 billion an hour, Bitcoiners bet on Federal Reserve capture. Enterprises need third parties for oracles to work. On September 15, here were the news. Crypto esports startup Unicorn to pay $6.1 million in SEC settlement over 2017 ICO. How crypto can win over Washington, D.C. Discrete log contracts are bringing private, scriptless smart contracts to Bitcoin. Binance, Huobi, OKEx have FOMO for DeFi. On September 16, here were the news. This crypto startup takes Bitcoin advocacy to a whole new level. US charges three with vast crypto jacking computer fraud scheme. Leaked EU draft proposes all-encompassing laws for crypto assets. Kraken becomes first crypto exchange to charter a US bank. On September 17, here were the news. Ethereum's pending transactions jump 30% after Uniswap's token claim begins. Wyoming bank regulator taps Chainalysis to boost crypto tracing efforts. How normies are getting crypto rich with DeFi. China's BSN to localize 24 public blockchains by making them permissioned. Say hello to the singularity. The $55 million hack that almost brought Ethereum down. On September 18, here were the news. Survey, almost half of crypto traders are long-term investors. Despite YETH returns of 2%, Yearn pushes forward with WBTC Vault. MicroStrategy CEO says Bitcoin scales just fine as store of value. Bitcoin whale clusters show $9,800 support is now weaker despite rally. This DeFi group wants to bring maturity to the yield farming craze. How US states are, and aren't, easing crypto firms' compliance burden. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.